Audiomo day 24. And I'd firstly like to apologise because I had a lovely idea for a 4 minutes and 33 seconds element set up for yesterday, because we were at the Birmingham University Open Day, and it was sat on the green in front of the main hall there. There was the lovely clock tower that was going to chime on the hour, and there was a quartet playing My Funny Valentine, wind instruments, and just the general sounds of people enjoying the sunshine, and lots of prospective students excited with their daunted parents walking around. It would have been really nice, but unfortunately, just as I kind of started to get all that recorded, one of the catering vans decided its car alarm would go off and kind of pretty much ruin the entire setup. And I never did get the chance to record it, unfortunately, because the band stopped playing and we had to be somewhere for the next hour chime of the clock. And so it'll have to be something that's just a memory rather than a recording. Anyway, today's Audiomo, and we're nearly at the end of June now, today's Audiomo is a couple of quite short stories. And the first one is a five-sentence fiction story. The theme for that particular story was fabric, and I was quite pleased by the idea of that theme, although the story's written a few years ago, because my brother works in the fashion industry, often with models, and he says they're not as glamorous as you might think, they're all mad. So this story is for him, and it's entitled Coming Undone. The needle entered the skin with no accompanying hesitation. She'd clearly done this before. Several previously hidden needle marks would be exposed until she pulled it together and covered them up. The needle's precious cargo was the only thing she could rely on now to keep up appearances. Her reputation was hanging by a trembling thread, and she'd nearly lost it. How embarrassing it would have been to pop a button on a new leather jacket during a photo shoot. And as I'm sure you can imagine, the various sentences were designed deliberately to give you a particular impression before the denouement, the joke, the twist. So that was Coming Undone. And the next one's a little bit longer. It was written for Finish That Thought, which is a flash fiction competition. And it had to start with a specific line. It was his first day at his new school, and he was determined to make this time different. And so I decided to write a short story that was based around that idea. And it's entitled Finn's First Day. It was Finn's first day at his new school, and he was determined to make this time different. Okay, so he was from a large family, but most here were. It was all about procreation in this neighbourhood, and the males spread their seed quite widely. Finn's mother had been explicit. In school, do not stick out. Go with the flow. Follow the majority. It would be safer that way. She had said that morning. He had promised her he wouldn't be baited, that he wouldn't get out of his depth. However, on this occasion he decided to break the rules, to swim his own course. And that was when the shark ate him.